on his daddy's knee for to sell their cotton and buy some livestock, to trade their tobacco for coffee and tea. It was market day in the market town on a red clay riverside, and the street, well, it was full of strange sights and sounds, and little James, his eyes was open so wide. There were farmers and merchants and dogs in the dust, and pigs and cattle and horses and harness, and sacks of white sugar and tins of molasses, and cotton and bales, and trees sawed into planks, and a man named Green is in the market town. He was dressed for business, and he was working the crowd. And James and his daddy to see the man's wares, and a little yard hidden from all the curious stares. Mr. Green, the soul driver, he had a whip in his hand, and he set his stock to dancing and said, "Hey, ain't they happy?" Even little James could tell the difference in style between a grimace of pain and a smile. There was an old man of 60 with boot black in his hair. They was trying to make him look younger, like there was work left in there. And a woman with two daughters, and this girl with one son, and James' daddy, his eye fixed on the little one. Then all down the street of the market town, you could hear that girl scream as her son was sold. Oh, the barking and the bleating and all that haggling and cheating, the wailing, well, it turned the blood cold. And Green plied his whip till his both arms were tired. James saw the light fade from the young mother's eyes. And then he and his daddy, they took the property away, and the scars have not healed to this very day. So take care of what you do in your market town, with all your oil and barrels and your money stuffed in the banks. You can kick dust over the blood on the ground, but then you're still just whipping people to dance. And even a child can see that. And then you're gonna see what you get.